Well, I'm assuming any significant budget variance already needs review, and that there's a process already set up for that.
Yeah, yeah, I am too. So it would
you know
be
what they say about assumptions, though.
Yeah.
Well, no station wants to buy a building. W will be in that situation this year, presumably. And so what process would we ask them to go through? Bring it to us? Look it over? What?
Well, I'm just thinking that, you know, if an earthquake takes out our foundation here, I don't want to wait for a waiver process before we start fixing the building.
Can we, if I can offer some language and just add, this includes, capital expense, this includes unbudgeted.
Capital expense.
You can just throw that in.
Yeah.
Where appropriate.
Yeah.
I got a call from Dan Siegel. I'm going to have to drop off first. Okay.
Okay. We'll be here.
The other question is, do we want to insert words to the effect of maintain it below 2007 levels? I mean, we budgeted a couple hundred thousand dollars below our 2007 levels on expenses here already. So, our budget sets up a more stringent standard than what this motion is proposing.
Usually California is ahead of the nation like that. But I think that we can move with what we have, and I think that that should be tabled for the budget and cycle, which should begin like this meeting for 2009. That absolutely it should be below the current year or the prior year. But again, do we need to add more to this, or you're just kind of like throwing out ideas?
Well, I'm a little uncomfortable with it, and I'm trying to raise those so we can make any fixes that'll make it better. I mean, I do feel that motions like this should be distributed in writing ahead of time.
We're working this, and it's a result of a committee work. That's what it's resulting from. So I think that as we do this, I think that I would like to I guess I can call the question so that we can move on this and get to the next.
Yeah, actually, you can't close debate in committee ever.
I'm sorry?
Committee rules are that you can't close debate in committee.
I can't close it. I'm just asking that we move forward. I mean, you know, I don't want to sit here and play the parliamentary procedures and keep asking questions. Because there are other things that need to be done. So I would really like to move on this, and I would like your support to make that happen, Brian.
I've incorporated suggestions into the language, even though they were not necessarily moved and approved.
Okay, please.
All Pacifica units shall hold their total operating expenses and unbudgeted capital expenses to below FY07 levels and FY08. Unless waivers are approved by the CFO and the Executive Director after review by the PMB Finance Committee within present board guidelines.
That would let somebody do unbudgeted capital expenses this year up to the amount of their capital expenses last year.
Mm-hmm.
The way you...
I'm dealing with my dog.
So I dropped that and unbudgeted capital expenses.
Right, exactly. You were going to add that little phrase in there, unbudgeted capital expenses. Yes.
Dave is suggesting I drop it, right?
Oh, no.
The way you wrote it, it has a meaning you don't intend.
So what should the language be?
My brain turned to pudding about 7 minutes ago. I can't be of any help to you.
I think you want to strike the capital clause and perhaps insert the word operating in front of it. The word expenses.
I already did. So hold their total operating expenses. Can I just then say to below FY07 levels, or do we have to address capital expenses?
I'm good with that, what you just read.
Right. Okay. All Pacifica units shall hold their total operating expenses to below FY07 levels and FY08 unless waivers are approved by the CFO and the Executive Director after review by the PMB Finance Committee within board guidelines.
Okay. Is there any other, I mean, is this a livable motion, or are there other concerns we need to add, subtract, or?
Well, do we need to address that scenario of a restricted gift? I mean, I know our manager here is doing targeted fundraising right now for elections coverage.
I think we should do anything on restricted gifts as its own whole separate motion. When you start trying to make a motion that covers everything, they become impenetrable. Why not just have a second motion on that at some point if we need it?
Okay. How do other members feel? Well, that sounds good to me.
Well, my concern would be, Dave, that if, I mean, if we left it to, we'll get to it when we'll get to it, we'll get to it next time we have to actually deal with that situation. And if anyone here saying, I'll give you $30,000 for an election series, can you guys start in 2 weeks? It's going to be 2 months before we get it through committee at the DMV.
Well, again, this is LaVarn. You know, the general managers and the ED, you know, we can't micromanage everything that comes across their desk. So, you know, these general guidelines is for the planning. And if they are doing targeted fundraising specifically in this year for elections, you know, we can't, you know, give them total guidelines on what to do with each one. So I think we need to leave some of this to their...
To respond to Brian's question, what if instead of having to have the committee actually convene, we just had to be noticed, i.e. they send us an email after which the CFO or an emergency process where the CFO and ED can authorize it, and under emergency situations or time-sensitive situations, the ED and CFO may simply notify the committee. I mean, the point is that we maintain oversight. We're not, the whole point of having the ED and the CFO approve is that that's not our purview, really.
Exactly. So,
I like that. That's true.
I'm trying to get my brain back, too, here. Okay.
I'm going to have to leave in like 3 minutes.
I understand. The other two, so we'll just send out a note, or we'll ask Terry to send out a note at the end of the meeting if Lonnie wants to. If there is a meeting for tomorrow evening, but certainly appreciate it, and I will still talk with you on the 29th when we're to meet with Elisa Baraka with Not-for-Profit Connection.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
It was
fun. Good work. Here.
Huh? Dave, go ahead.
No, I was just saying to Baruti, it's been good working with him. I'm never going to do this again. I just wanted to say it was good working with him. And with everybody.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, so I'm sorry. There was something else we needed to add to this on. What did you say, Dave, that Brian said he liked? Can you recall that?
I need to know if within present board guidelines is just going to be tacked to the end of the earlier, or if that should be a separate sentence indicating that this policy does not supersede the existing ones about, you know, the budget variances.
Okay.
It's because it seems awkward. The within present board guidelines right at the end of the sentence seems awkward and unclear. But what I have is all Pacifica units shall hold their total operating expenses to below FY07 levels in FY08 unless waivers are approved by the CFO and the executive director after notice to the PMB Finance Committee. Within present board guidelines.
Okay. I
would drop that statement because present board guidelines are not superseded by. I get the point. So the point is.
Should you say that?
That the ED and the CFO can't authorize beyond the limits that have already been set. In other words, they can't authorize more than 10% of any expense category without a budget adjustment. So I think you should move it to a separate sentence and say this motion does not supersede existing board requirements for budget adjustments if expense categories exceed budget by more than 10%.
Okay.
No, it was too quick.
Go ahead.
This policy does not supersede
existing board policy requiring formal budget adjustment for any expenditures exceeding 10% of an expense category within the budget, i.e. development, programming, administrative, salaries and related. And actually, if you want to be technical, it's more than $10,000 above any existing.
Well, we don't have to repeat a policy that's already been stated because that policy could be amended. This policy does not supersede existing board policy requiring formal budget adjustment for variances exceeding.
$1,000 per line, or
Exceeding specified amounts in other policies, kind of thing, rather than put it here.
I would mention amounts. Bonnie's back.
Okay. Those limits established by prior board policy or by other board policy.
Yeah, I think that does it. I'm going out to my car.
Right. This policy does not supersede existing board policy requiring formal budget adjustment for variances.
Yes. Yeah. But that's what we're talking.
Yeah, I think that does it. All Pacific units shall hold their total operating expenses to below FY07 levels in FY08 unless waivers are approved by the CFO and the Executive Director after notice to the PMB Finance Committee. This policy does not supersede existing board policy requiring formal budget adjustment for variances, for major variances.
That's good.
Friendly amendment, can we change notice to review by the Finance Committee? Because they could notify us of something and not really give us any data to look at.
Well, that's okay. Consistent with other policy we've done before. We've used the word notice. That's why we're using it.
Yeah. Okay.
Detailed notice?
There you go.
Okay, fine.
Or actually, notice with supporting documentation.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
How about both? Detailed notice, but, you know, it's up to you.
No, but I like this notice thing.
Okay.
This,
I have
dollars.
Notice with supporting documentation.
Okay.
Another reading?
Please.
All Pacifica units shall hold their total operating expenses to below FY07 levels in FY08. Unless waivers are approved by the CFO and the Executive Director after notice with supporting documentation to the PMB Finance Committee. This policy does not supersede existing board policy requiring formal budget adjustment for major variances.
Okay. Any other changes, updates? Is this okay with everyone? I'm sorry. Let me promote. Go ahead.
I just said it's good work by a whole committee.
It's working. I love it. I love the concept. Okay. Terry has read the motion. Is there further discussion?
One more question here from Brian.
Oh, please, Brian.
Lonnie, I'm just wondering if off the top of your head any of the stations that someone on the call would be in violation of this. I think you said D.C. was hoping to add a staff position this year.
Did you say D.C.?
Yeah.
Added
no, their budgets are looking pretty good. We're looking pretty good at a network where, you know, D.C. will be fine.
So D.C. is not forecasting to spend more this year than last year?
I don't think so. Let me double check.
Even while
there was a development or programming person. They hired that person.
They hired that person. So
yeah.
I think they made a commitment before the end of the fiscal. So.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
Income
but the
is
question
okay.
is spending, actual spending versus actual spending.
Yeah, they're close to it. In FY07, we're just talking salaries, they spent $653, and their forecast, the budget is, they're going to forecast to spend $736, about $8,700 away from the FY07 target. So they got time to work with it. And total spend, total expenses, FYL 716.
Oh.
They'll spend about 76,000 away from target. So they will expect this. They'll have some work to do. They'll have to reduce their expenses.
Whoa.
About the 25,000. They're all close.
Then I want to speak against this motion, because I think we're painting with too broad a brush. I mean, D.C. is a station that's been running a surplus every year. They've put 3 months' reserve in the bank. They've run a very successful fundraiser this year, and they had associated costs with running that fundraiser, but it was a net benefit. If this is something that's going to tangle them up, I don't think it's appropriate. I think what we need to take seriously is our principal responsibility, which is the budgeting process, and we did not live up to that responsibility with regards to the archives, the National Office, or BAI this year. And where we need to be exercising financial oversight is through the budgeting process, not a one-size-fits-all guideline like this, because I think D.C. does need to be adding staff where they've proposed to, and I do think they can afford it, and I think their fundraising supports it.
Isn't there any way to just tailor this to the troubled stations, that if they're not meeting their income requirements to meet their expenses, then they're restricted to this?
No,
I think that that this is right, that it is basically tailored toward where their issues, and where there is not an issue with PFW, we should be monitoring expenses anyway, so they'll be beyond the 10% or change. So I think that it will be noted, and due to their fundraising and the efforts they're doing, it'll be, you know, there's no punitive measures against someone doing a good job.
Yeah. Yeah, they're fine. They're well within the 10% in all their categories. So they won't be affected. Besides, I see this as reaffirming an existing policy, not inventing something new.
Exactly.
No, the 10% is actuals versus budget. The motion we're considering now is current year actuals versus prior year actuals.
But WPFW has a budget that has been passed.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to ask. I was wondering whether this supersedes any already approved budgets. Are there any budgets where people have budgeted to spend more already? And would this affect?
WPFW has.
And
I think it was a smart thing to do in their case.
Well, the question on the floor is whether or not, in either case, will they exceed the 10%?
Right.
And I'm saying in either case, they won't.
Right.
We're not voting on the 10% rule. We're voting on this other guideline.
We are voting on the 10% rule because we've added the clause that it will be consistent with other board guidelines. So it's covered that way.
Exactly.
I mean, I guess my concern is that it seems that we keep discussing this budget issue when really the problem is that there's a station that is bleeding money, and he's right about that. If it's an across the board thing, and it still doesn't address that concern of mine with having targeted, you know, dates for compliance, because you can restrict budgets all day long. If you don't make anyone go out and actually change what they're doing with their spending habits, they're just going to exceed that, have to come in and ask for a waiver. It seems like, you know what I mean, like we're addressing an issue that isn't actually the issue. The issue is they're spending more money than they make.
Yeah, that's a good point. But I think that
it was directing something directly at that rather than worrying about an across the board, you know, keep everyone in line with last year's spending, but really, you know, directed at. Sorry.
Oh, no, I'm saying that we already have that guideline. The stations are already agreed to. They're already complying. This is a reaffirmation. And there's already built in flexibility, which most stations will be fine. The only ones that won't are the ones that have issues. We're not changing and creating a new hardship, nor are we creating a problem for anybody in stations that have larger problems, which is 10%.
Hello.
So we're reaffirming an existing policy, not creating a new one.
Hello. Mother Judy, can you hear me?
Okay. So shall we just move to determine whether we want to pass this motion or not, or there is something else we need to. Because I think that the language and stuff, if Terry will read it again for the clarity, that would be great.
All Pacifica units shall hold their total operating expenses to below FY07 levels in FY08 unless waivers are approved by the CFO and the Executive Director after notice with supporting documentation to the PMB Finance Committee. This policy does not supersede existing board policy requiring formal budget adjustment for major variances.
You have below. I thought it was at or below. Is that not accurate?
May I make a friendly suggestion that perhaps we could put all Pacifica units, like, that are not bringing in sufficient income to meet, you know, I mean, that seems to be the problem, is they're not bringing in the income to meet their expenses, and they keep having to hit up the national for it. I mean, if there's a concern that a station that's doing well will be bogged down in extra approvals and paperwork.
Is the member suggesting all Pacific units that did not meet income projections in FY07?
Perhaps.
Or meet budget.
Well, I mean,
or
it seems that seems to be the problem, correct? I mean, they're spending more than they're making, and that's who this is directed at. And
do we maybe want to make it all Pacific units without approved FY08 budgets? Because that's the three we're worried about here, right?
No. I don't think so. No, we can have separate policies for separate stations and separate units. We're trying to come across more.
You already have separate policies for separate stations because you have four stations operating on board approved budgets, and you have one station operating on the seat of the pants.
Yeah, and the remedy is that all stations would operate on withholding expenses to FY07. That makes everybody on the same page.
Except WPFW is already in violation of the thing you're proposing to pass. And I think we all agree that there's nothing wrong with their situation.
They're not in violation. You're forgetting that the policy here is you hold the FY07, and when there needs to be an adjustment, you already have the authority to adjust to 10%. So W will take advantage of that, and that'll be all there is to it.
But why can't we make it specific to WBAI, since WBAI is the one that needs to come in with the, you know, they're the ones that need to do the hard work to bring their station into line, and that's who we need to get the projections from on compliance. And so why not make this restriction specific to that station as part of, like, their overall restructuring, along with hopefully these target dates that, you know, you'll come up with out of the working groups, that we have, like, a comprehensive plan to keep that station on budget.
You know, so I'm not willing to assume that all the stations are doing just fine. That's not my reading of Pacifica. Every station has a problem from my point of view. It has worse, but all of the stations have some real issues.
Okay.
And General, when you make station-specific motions national, very strange and unpleasant things result.
Okay.
Absolutely, Drew.
Carrie, trying to keep my base position as not a member of the committee, wondering...
we're used to this, so go ahead. I'm not with you, but in another situation. Go ahead.
I'm wondering if this encapsulates what the members are saying. If I change the last line to, this policy does not supersede existing board policy requiring formal budget adjustment and allowing waivers for major variances.
Yeah, we're just talking variances. I'm just as concerned if they underspend as they overspend. You want to know why. You know what I mean?
Maybe you want to also say...
I'm wondering if that language covers WPFW.
Well, maybe you also want to say it doesn't supersede budgets that have already been approved. Because I guess if you approved a budget with increased spending, effectively you've issued a waiver. Because you have National Board approval of the spending that's in that budget.
Yeah, that's true. I'll go along with that, Brian. If that's your point, the major point was that, I agree.
This policy does not supersede existing board policy requiring formal budget adjustment for major variances. Or the approval, or rescind the approval of budgets adopted, or what language?
This policy does not supersede spending levels already approved by the Pacifica National Board in the form of fiscal year 2008 budgets.
Yeah. And that's okay, because the variance isn't great.
Yeah, that's it. That's what we... I'm sorry. Yeah, that was it. The proof.
Catching
that
up.
That was in reference to PFW. Anything else? Oh, that was
this policy does not supersede spending levels already approved by the Pacific National Board. Keep going, Brian.
Yep.
I missed it.
So a bidding process.
Just to be clear. The network as a whole spent $17,029,000 in FY07. They're forecast to spend $17,053,000 in FY08. There isn't much difference between the two budgets, between FY07 actual and FY08 budget. The difference, as you can see, is $12,000-$13,000. They're very close.
All Pacifica units shall hold their total operating expenses to below FY07 levels in FY08 unless waivers are approved by the CFO and the Executive Director after notice of supporting documentation to the PMB Finance Committee. This policy does not supersede spending levels already approved by the Pacifica National Board in FY08 budgets or existing board policy requiring formal budget adjustment for major variances.
Okay.
Can you be made like an honorary member of the Finance Committee for life?
I support that.
Or secretary.
There you go.
There we go. Sounds good to me. You know, you guys will have my approval, although not my vote because I won't be here. But yeah,
motion out of order.
Is there further discussion? Do we need to do anything else with this? Is it that we think it covers in terms of?
I think Lonnie had mentioned that it should say at or below 07 levels. Is that correct?
Yeah, that would be nice to do. Because they're going to ask how far below. Then we enter a discussion of how far below.
Right, because it turns into a whole movie.
Right.
Okay, at or has been inserted.
Okay.
Any objections?
No.
So can you go.
Motion adopted 8:13 p.m.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, were there two more motions?
Motion number two, the language I have is, the WBAI Recovery Workgroup of the PMB Finance Committee shall make bimonthly reports by email to the members of the PMB Finance Committee and the Pacifica National Board on its progress, including but not necessarily limited to comments from the Executive Director, the WBAI General Manager, and the WBAI LSB Treasurer.
I think you want to say biweekly, not bimonthly.
Okay.
Or semi-monthly. But
yeah.
Definitely not bimonthly.
Semi-monthly. Okay.
And you have something in there about those target dates that, like, included in those reports. There'll be, like, targeted goals and objectives with specific dates.
Follow-up motion next meeting.
Next meeting? Okay.
Implementation component.
Okay.
Move to approve by acclamation.
Is there any other discussion? I hear none. Are there any objections? Okay.
Third motion.
Thank you.
The PMB Finance Committee shall review the Pacifica Radio Archives and National Office budgets incorporating input from the Executive Director at a committee meeting in approximately 60 days.
Any discussion?
Meeting to take place within approximately 60 days.
Brian, how did we arrive at 60 days?
I don't know. 30 seems too small, you know, given the situation. I was just talking with Dan Siegel, you know, trying to get some sense on what the scenario might be with Nicole. And 60 is for sure. We can do it 60 days or less. And if
I think we should change the wording so it creates a deadline for you all to deliver a budget, not a deadline for us.
Well, that's my best guess of how long it would take for her to get up to speed. It might take her 2 or 3 weeks to get in the door, and then another at least 3 or 4 weeks to review the budget. So we're looking at 6, 7 weeks and a month and a half. So 45 days?
We can always change it, I mean, by motion.
Yeah.
But you set a limit that you think you can make, and let's do it.
Because the initial motion was for 90 days, so I think 30 days have gone by, and I think that's where we came up with 60.
Yeah.
Is there a language change?
60. I would stick with 60.
No, I mean, at a committee meeting to take place within approximately 60 days is the language I have.
I move to strike approximately.
Less than.
How often, when would that put us? Have a look at the calendar. If 60 days from now would be January.
The reality is, if you can't do it, we'll do what we did. I mean, we said we were going to have a whole budget in 90 days. We'll make another motion.
Yeah, we can always amend.
Let's not quibble with it. Let's set it as a goal and try to make it happen.
23rd of March is unfortunately a Sunday. Let's say by March 26th.
at 7:30 p.m. Central Time.
That's right. So by March 26th, say Wednesday, that would be 32 days, but 62 days, that's not quibble. Okay, how about that?
Can you read it again, please?
The PMB Finance Committee shall review the Pacifica Radio Archives and National Office budgets, incorporating input from the Executive Director at a committee meeting to take place before March 26, 2008.
Oh, that's terse and good.
Okay, are there any other questions?
Which, on or before March 26th?
On
oh,
or.
Please.
Lonnie?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay. Are there any other points? Discussion. Okay. So do we need to read it again? Okay. Are there any objections to the motion? Hearing none. Motion approved. So next, where are we next on the agenda? We took care of WBAI. What was your position on the archive?
That was included in the motion.
Was it in there? Okay, right. You're right. Hello. Okay. The other one was, have you covered, do you believe you've covered the items on here? Oh, the audit status. Can you just briefly, or did you do that earlier?
Yeah. Well, the draft audit has been sent out. The final document the auditor will bring, I'll get it to you before Saturday, but the agenda put him in on Friday, and he never does it on Friday. He always does it on Saturday. He's got clients on Friday, so he'll present his audit review on Saturday. We in finance sort of have to step away from it. It's the audit committee show in that case, and him. But I will send out the draft audit. I waited for it today. The draft audit is complete, mind you. The numbers will not change. All that changes is they want. I wanted to add some notes in the back of it, and I will have that to you as soon as he gets it to me, which will be tomorrow, and then I'll have it emailed out to all board members.
Okay.
Meantime, the draft audit is in the board packet.
Right. We saw that. I think Dave was referring to it.
Yeah. So that and my CFO report and all the documents I sent you match the audit exactly, so there's no changes whatsoever, just that the notes. We had trouble getting notes, information out of KPFT, to be blunt, on their grant situation. They got a couple of grants for the HD transmitter, and the auditor wanted documentation, et cetera, about who made the donations, and there were a lot of small donations, so it's time. So, but got that done today. They just have to do the work of it and put it in the notes. So it's the notes, not the numbers.
Okay.
That will change. And it will fill in the notes. There's two notes. There's only two notes impacted. And they will be ready. They're just 3 o'clock here, 6 o'clock there.
Okay.
How's the audit look? You can see how it looks. I won't go into it, but it doesn't look all that great. I haven't mentioned the cost. This network, you all know it. And you spend, $250,000 in legal costs. Take out the legal costs, this network would be looking a lot better. And I want to put this out, but I won't go into detail on this stuff, but it's expensive. And unfortunately, it looks like it won't necessarily get less expensive in FYOA.
Is the station, are there going to be plans to institute, various loss mitigation things to try and keep future legal problems from happening at some of the stations?
Yeah, it would be, yes. Okay. We got legal issues coming from two sources, not only torts, which is sort of like,
mm-hmm.
and also FCC.
And what are the FCC legal costs about?
Well, the pending cases coming up before FCC, and I won't go into detail on this kind of call.
Okay.
But it is, troublesome. So I'll speak to it at the board meeting, and then, of course, our corporate attorney will speak to it as well, but I'll speak to the cost. That's what
mm-hmm.
I keep my eye on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested not in what the case will cost to settle. I'm interested in what the total cost will be.
Of course.
You count the attorney fees on the other side and our attorney fees on our side, any settlement costs, and, of course, what will the insurance companies pay?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All of that has to be factored in. So that is something that is not fully accounted for in the financial scenario that we're talking about, and I'll speak to that separately.
Okay. Any questions, comments? Okay. Shall we move the agenda? And the next item on the agenda is new business. Are there any items other than the one on a blog, a potential blog for information from the various working committees? You want to... Dave, do you want to go over that again?
Let's just defer it. I just think we need better mechanisms for record keeping. It's late. We're all exhausted, and let's not...
Well, thank you. Okay. I don't see anything else on the agenda. Or, wait a minute. Actually, I have two separate agendas here. Is there any other item that's on the agenda?
Madam Chair, a tentative agreement that we'll try to arrange a conference call at 8:30 Eastern Time tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I had one other question. The certified audit report, that's going to be sent out approximately when?
Tomorrow, and it'll be certainly on hand Friday for an audit report that will occur Saturday.
Okay, but all of us will get email copies? Or?
Yeah. I just want to let you know that we're going to email versions. I emailed you all versions of the CFO report.
Yes.
The board packet itself, which I'm going back to work on, is 300 pages long. So it's always happens. Breaks down. I'm going back to the office to try to help staff get this stuff out. But email versions of the board, other than the ones you have already gotten from me that's on the finance side, will be emailed out on tomorrow, too, just so you'll have in those copies in hand if something happens with the FedEx shipment as a paper copy. Okay?
Lonnie, as long as I'm on this, I don't mean to be troublesome, but we've got to stop printing paper copies of these things. A, they're they're actually a health hazard to carry around. B, nobody reads through them, I don't think, at least not exhaustively. And C, there's no reason that we shouldn't be able to send them to people electronically and let them print what they want at their expense. The shipping of those things and the printing of those things is ridiculous.
I'm with you. But you got some people that say, I don't have a computer or a laptop. And others say, I can't read off these tiny computer screens. And I need
I'd rather get paper copies of everything, personally. But
yeah, they got different tastes, Dave. And so I am sending out, remember, if this will be email versions for all the board members tomorrow.
Okay.
You know, because
okay.
But some people just don't have a laptop.
That's true.
And I'm one of them.
Okay, and as far as report for the PNB, I will try to get that. I guess I should I send it to Christine, Lonnie?
Yeah, she'll take care of it. She'll be here.
Okay, so I'll send it to her. It's going to be short and sweet. I'll try to pull up what our goals were for this year, see if we did any of those, and just try to do the motions. And Terry has all the minutes, so I can just pull those from Terry's reports. So is there anything else?
Terry,
please.
I don't have information on next meetings.
Oh, that's right. Should we set one up for just Thursday? I don't know if I have. Let me go to. I can go to KPFTX and see if I have it set up for May of. May for the third Thursday in February.
It's a camera. I can't get it.
That's not good. That's not good for me.
Okay. What is a good time?
I can do it the 28th. I can do it the 25th.
Let me just try to find it out here. Oh, here we are. Oh, very good. Okay, I have to go ahead. I'm trying to log back in.
I would love to do it on the 25th, 26th if that works, because I'll have January.
What day of the month?
25th, 26th is 25th of Monday, 26th, 8th, Tuesday, 27th, Wednesday.
What's this committee date? Monday, Tuesday? Well, here we are. I never remember the logs on it.
Well, while she's doing that, I just want to say goodbye to everybody. It's been difficult, fun, whatever, and best of luck to everybody. It's been nice serving with you.
You mean you're not going to be on the next meeting before the PNB?
Tomorrow night at 8:30.
What?
Hi, Judy.
How did that happen?
We just said it. 8:30.
We didn't want to say goodbye.
I thought that for some reason I thought that was something that LaVarne had to do. What no.
Is that work group or committee?
Oh,
Lonnie, are you there?
I'm here.
And there, what we need to do for tomorrow night?
Well, we got a lot done tonight. Remember, I thought we were thinking that we would spill over, but if we don't spill over, we don't spill over.
I don't see anything. We went down through the list.
Okay.
Okay. All right, because I would not be there because, like I said, I'm flying into Houston that night, and I don't get in until I get in at 8:30 Central Time.
Yeah, that's right. We did get it done, so.
Okay. Well, this is just wonderful.
I want to say,
Dave can continue with his goodbyes, and if anyone else has anything to say, it's been
fun. Have we set the date for our next meeting?
I didn't confirm it. Okay, let's just look at the calendar.
All right, well, in that case, I'm going to say thanks, Lonnie, for all your work. I know how much work it is. Thanks, LaVarne, for chairing. Thanks, all the rest of you guys. And goodbye and good luck. Take care.
Yeah.
Thank you, David.
Same to you. Good night. Okay, so the Tuesday, the 26th.
All right. Got it.
At 8:30
EST.
That's our next meeting? Okay.
Yes.
February 26th?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And you know, to go to KPFX TX, the calendar, to see the Pacifica calendar, you'll see the meetings there. We try to put the agenda on there also.
No, she doesn't. That's http://www.kpftx.org/ PACALENDAR PAC calendar.
Terry, God bless you.
Hey, Terry, thank you so much. By the way,
thank you. And it was real. And I'll see you guys again in 2 years, maybe.
Hey, Madam Chair, thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, see you guys.
Okay. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Have a successful meeting.
Is the chair adjourning?
The chair's still here.
No, the meeting hasn't been formally adjourned.
I'm sorry. Meeting is adjourned.
8:30 p.m.
Okay, right on time. Thank you, Terry. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Everyone.
God bless you all. Have a good night.
Good
night.
Summer.
Not to make it like
shame. Lonnie. Dave.
Well,
we have certain things, you know. And actually, the
are you still there, Sanders?